ET by ET Literature. And she always hated that paper. Yeah. Until it was in the museum, then she thought it was a great paper.
I must have met Bob.
Let's start officially, though, by identifying herself. First of all, it's August 15th, 1984, and I'm Sandra Levy speaking with Catherine Swenson, Robert Wilson, and Mark Muldaur in Houston, Texas. And maybe we can just begin by talking about beginning with the New Arts Gallery and what was happening in Houston when you started the New Arts, Catherine, and we can all just add to that.
I think to start with New Arts, you have to start with contemporary arts because that's where I first met Andre Emmerich.
Okay.
Andre had come down, the contemporary arts owned a Van Gogh, which had been given to them by Dazzle Hatfield, who was a San Francisco dealer, I think. And contemporary arts, as usual in those days, needed money. And the Van Gogh was worth money.
Is it any different from now, as far as
needing
money?
Has anything ever changed, you mean?
It's worth more money now.
Yeah.
Jerry McKeggy knew Andre. And Andre had come to town because some of his pre-Columbian pieces were exhibited in a show at the Contemporary Museum. And I met Andre while I was sitting on the, I think I was receptionist that evening. So later Jerry and Andre and I went out to dinner. And Andre said, you know, I really like Houston. It's a stimulating place. I would love to open a branch of the gallery here. And I need ideas about someone to operate it or be in partnership with me. And Jerry said, what about Catherine? And I was delighted. And that was my introduction to the gallery business. And Andre...
What year was that?
That was, I think, I first met him in 55. And then in 56, we opened Andre Emmerich Gallery, which dealt for about a year and a half only in pre-Columbian sculpture. We were a partnership. And then in 58, we continued our partnership in pre-Columbian, but we changed the name to New Arts Gallery because I wanted to branch into painting and sculpture. And Andre at that time was just pre-Columbian, in New York even.
Well, let's go back even further then, because you obviously knew Jerry McKeggy before you met Andre Emmerich.
Right.
And when did you meet Jerry, and how did that
I did a lot of volunteer work at the museum, and when Jerry came, I guess I was their typist. I just did everything. Ellen Sharp was secretary. I was typist, volunteer typist, and flunky. And finally got to work on some exhibits, and we liked each other. I think I met you about that same time.
I think I was doing that, was it Mars? Toby and Graves show, and that was when she came. That show was being installed.
That exhibit had already been planned when she came, and you were the chairman of it.
That's right. I think she came when that was...
Mm-hmm. And then you all met shortly after she got here, I take it, because you were all involved in contemporary arts already.
I think I may have known you before because we were both volunteers.
Yeah.
I recall how we painted and redid the museum for each exhibit, built walls.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Mark? Were you involved in contemporary arts?
Well, I came into Houston in 58.
So this was before you got here?
I got involved shortly after. Mm-hmm.
You came to Houston from where?
From Boston.
From Boston.
And Mark, you did the Romantic Agony exhibit shortly after that. Wasn't that in about 58 or 59?
Later, I think 60s. You know, that would have been...
I'm sure then you all found in...
So many times these catalogs aren't dated, I've noticed.
I know, it's a big problem we have is getting... People always put the month and the day, but never the years. Difficult.
1959, the Romantic Agony, April.
You got busy right away.
I got busy right away. Funny, when I... Because I remember before I came, there was a lot of publicity about Houston and the arts.
Hmm. In Boston?
National magazines. Mm-hmm. I remember there was an article, and I thought it was going to be very exciting.